Welcome to the Food for Thought podcast, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is Why 30 Days? Why the 30-Day Vegan Challenge? Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com and on social media. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and you can join me in my online cooking classes. This podcast is possible because of the support of listeners like you, so thank you for subscribing, for listening, and for supporting it. You can become a supporter by going to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. Thank you so much in advance. This is a question that comes up a lot, and I wanted to give you my thoughts about exactly why I think 30 days is a really helpful time period to make a change to become vegan. I made this presentation online recently and thought I would share it with you. The audio will be a little different than our normal podcast, but I figured why recreate the wheel and just share what I thought were some thoughts that I think would be helpful for you. So enjoy this presentation and always let me know if you have any questions. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. Hi, Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau here. Many of you know me as the creator of the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. I wrote the book back in 2011, 30-Day Vegan Challenge, and then I created the online program just after that. And it's still there at 30dayveganchallenge.com. It is literally your personal guide. Many people, millions of people, are looking to change their diets. They know that they need to make a change because they know it's best for their health. They know it's best for the animals. They know it's best for the earth. All the same things we hear all the time. So I encourage you to go with your instincts and make the change. And I wanted to answer the question, why 30 days? I very intentionally made 30 days the time period. Why did I do that? First of all, most people I talk to say, I don't eat a lot of meat, dairy, and eggs. And the truth is, well, over 10 billion land animals are killed every year in the U.S. just for human consumption. So someone is eating the animals, even though everyone has the perception of themselves that they don't eat a lot of meat, dairy, and eggs. The truth is you don't know how much you eat until you stop. You don't know what your habits are until you actually stop them. And so doing it for 30 days actually enables you to reflect on your own behavior that you wouldn't see otherwise. It's like the same thing if you say, I don't watch a lot of TV. Well, until you stop, or I don't drink a lot, until you make the effort to stop doing those things, you don't really know how much you're doing them. So it puts your habits right in your face. It also gives you a time period for you to start changing those habits, because that's all these things are. Everything we eat, every way we eat, the foods we choose, all of it, they're just habits. So it's the bad news and it's the good news. It's the bad news because we're creatures of habit. We're fierce creatures of habit. It's the good news because habits are meant to be broken. So one of the ways you can break those habits is by doing it for a time period, so that when you're going to reach for the things that you're used to reaching for, or cook the things or buy the things that you're used to reaching for, obviously that are most likely meat, dairy, and egg based, you stop and you go, wait a second, I'm doing this thing for 30 days. I'm doing this thing for 30 days, so let me just at least go reach for something new. What else can I reach for? So it really forces you to choose something different, to make a new muscle memory. So that's the other reason 30 days is really helpful, because you do it in this time period. The other reason is because behavior experts will tell you that it takes 3 weeks to change a habit. And for me, it's all about replacing habits with new ones. One of the reasons I think people really falter and fail at being vegan is because they remove everything that's familiar to them and don't replace it with anything new. So what I do in the 30-Day Vegan Challenge in particular, but in my work in general, is help you create a new foundation so that you can stand on that foundation and you have all these new habits with which to guide your life. And so behavior experts say 3 weeks. I like 30 days. It's a round number. It gives you the time to really change some habits, but it also gives you the time to really see the differences. So a lot of people, one thing I really encourage people to do is actually get their blood work done, because a lot of people will see changes. You will see physical changes. People are often surprised that they see these changes as quickly as they do, but you have to understand that everything we put in our bodies has an impact on our organs, has an impact on our blood flow. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So
if you can imagine, you can take your cholesterol or your blood pressure before and after a meal and see a difference. So imagine what happens now if you, and obviously we know that what contributes to high cholesterol, what contributes to high blood pressure, what contributes to heart disease, what contributes to so many of the preventable diseases is meat, dairy, and eggs, is the consumption of animal fat and fluids. So as soon as you start taking those out of your diet and you replace them with healthy plant foods, you can within a day see the difference in your blood. Really, everything about a healthy body is about blood flow. It's about that blood being able to flow to the organs it needs to flow to keep those organs functioning and healthy. And it keeps our arteries, making sure we don't have meat, dairy, and eggs, keeps our arteries clean as well so that blood can flow. It's all about blood flow. If the blood doesn't flow to the heart, you're going to have a heart attack. If the blood can't flow to your brain, you're going to have a stroke. If the blood can't flow to your feet, you're going to have gout. If your blood can't flow to your back, you're going to have back pain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all about blood flow, and we know what contributes to hindered blood flow and to arteries getting clogged is meat, dairy, and eggs. And we know that what helps blood flow is plant food. So it's very simple. So why wouldn't you see a difference in 30 days? If you can see it within a meal, if you can see it within a day, now what happens is you add a second day, a third day, a fourth day, and your body is like, oh my gosh, like this blood is flowing and I'm feeling healthier, I'm feeling more energetic, etc. So by the end of 30 days, people really do see a marked difference and a change in all of those markers that determine health or disease. So that's why I love 30 days, is because it gives you a time period that you can use to measure. And there's nothing more empowering than you seeing for yourself the changes that you've made in your body by just making some changes in your diet. So that's why 30 days is so important. It's so empowering. There are obviously non-measurable changes as well. When you know that you're living according to the most profound values you have, your deepest values, your ethics, your instincts, when you know you're living according to the things you care about most, it's pretty profound. And you can't measure that, but it's there and you will experience that. It's one of the reasons I encourage people to create some intentions and goals before they make a change. And I really encourage you to know your why. I'll talk more about that another time, but knowing your why will help you continue to stay on the path and to try this for 30 days. Yes, you can do this for 30 days. I'm here to guide you. You can find my podcast, Food for Thought. I've been doing it for 14 years. The 30 Day Vegan Challenge is at 30dayveganchallenge.com. My website is joyfulvegan.com. I have lots of resources. There are so many people creating resources and recipes for you out there. You can find my cookbooks. I think I have the 30 Day Vegan Challenge right here. You can find the 30 Day Vegan Challenge book wherever books are sold, et cetera, et cetera. The point is you can do this. You can certainly do this for a short period of time and actually see the benefits and see the changes. You are not your habits. You are not your habits. But I do encourage you to experience the joy that you get that comes with living according to your deepest values. I think it was Gandhi who defined happiness, which is a really hard thing to define, who defined happiness as when what you think, what you say, and how you act are all in harmony, are all in alignment. So for me, being vegan is a way to just basically align all of my values, all of the things I care about, and to be able to manifest them in my behavior. It's a pretty fantastic way to live. And of course, it has so many benefits. So whatever you're doing it for, know your why. Thank you for letting me be part of your journey for the animals, both human and non-human. This is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.
Thanks for listening.